Well, I think they're ready. I mean, this is way overdue. The elections were due in 2005. Unfortunately, for reasons tied to the political process, to the crisis, we couldn't have those elections in 2005. And so it's been 5 years overdue, and of course, we're all ready. As citizens of the Ivory Coast, we want our country to get out of this no peace, no war type of situation. We're looking forward to completely get out of this process and allow the president, or the incoming president, or the current president, whomever is elected, to run the country with his own personal team and his own personal ministers.
How confident are you of your success in Sunday's election?
Very confident. Very, very confident.
What makes you feel so confident? I hear the Northerners supposedly pulled together to upset your team.
I don't necessarily agree with the wording of your question. Being a Northerner does not necessarily, I know what you're alluding to. I guess you're saying in the sense that the Northerners might vote for one of the other candidates who happens to be from the North. And I think as Africans, we need to kind of depart from that mindset. Being from the North does not necessarily tie you to a Northerner or a Southerner. It's just, you know, how do you feel about the person's political program? How do you feel as a human being or as an Ivorian or as a citizen? How do you feel? Are you comfortable with his program, his ideas, his vision for the country? Those elements should be the first gauge, so to speak, that will guide you or guide your choice as to which one of the candidates you should vote for, and not, you know, your ethnic group or whatever. That shouldn't be the process. That shouldn't be the way we should look at this.
Some have expressed security concerns, which they think might undermine the credibility of Sunday's election. What are your views about it?
Concerns? Yes, we do have some concerns. Of course, you know, we're coming out of a war. You know, we're coming out of a crisis that has lasted for, 8 years now. So, of course, there will be some difficulties. There will be some, a few, I would say rebels or former rebels, however you want to call them, that might not necessarily agree with the way, the process is going. And so, you know, there are reasons to be somewhat concerned, but I'm optimistic. Personally, I'm optimistic. I think the president is also optimistic. And so he, as the head of state, and of course the government and all the political parties are doing what they can to make sure this process goes smoothly and Sunday be seen as a victory for the Ivory Coast. And so, you know, are there reasons to be concerned? Yes, somewhat. But we shall overcome, so to speak. We will overcome.
How do you think Ivorians should comport themselves in Sunday's voting process?
Ivorians should be what they've always been, you know, patriotic, you know, respectful of, you know, authorities, you know, abiding, law-abiding citizens. And so on that standpoint, or looking at it from that standpoint, I'm not at all concerned about the way Ivorians will behave. I have no concern when it comes to the way they will behave when it comes to or in front of the polls. So,
how prepared, campaign-wise, are you to ensure a victory?
Say that again? I'm sorry? How prepared are we?
Yes.
For what? When,
you
in
know,
terms of what?
In terms of preparation, campaign-wise. With the, yeah, right.
Well, we've been prepared. Like I said, you know, from the day President Laurent Gbagbo stepped into that office, 10 years ago, he has been prepared to run again, prepared to lead the country. And so our message is fairly clear, and I think the people know what our message is like. They've heard it for, you know, 30, 40 years. And so are we prepared? Yes, we've been prepared. It's just, you know, three more days left before the entire world knows who the true leader is, or who the true, should I say, who the most popular person is in the Ivory Coast. Okay, so, I mean, you know, we're very confident. Let me put it that way. Overconfident, but very confident.
What is your party's message to Ivorians ahead of the vote?
The party's message is vote for the person who stood up to the invaders. Vote for the person who was there to protect his citizen. Vote for the person who you've known for 30, 40 years, vote for the person who has a clear and concise program for the country, for the reconstruction of the country. Vote for the person who instills hope, the person who inspires you to believe in yourself and to believe in the Ivory Coast and to believe in Africa. Vote for that person. And to me, and I believe for the majority of the youth, it is President Laurent Gbagbo.
Will this election be the first step of Ivory Coast march or journey towards reunification of the country and then returning to constitutional rule after all these years of instability?
Well, constitutional rule has always been in the Ivory Coast. The Ivory Coast was, the constitution has always prevailed in 2002 and 2003 and all the years after that. So the constitution has never stopped its power, so to speak, over the people of the Ivory Coast. Now, of course, these elections will be the beginning process for the reconstruction of the country. Of course, we've been through a crisis, an eight-year-long crisis, and there's some things that need to be reconstructed. But it's also the starting point of a new Ivory Coast, you know, the starting point for a new, Ivory Coast, a better Africa, and so on. And so, you know, I personally cannot wait for this, for these elections to be over, because we have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work to do for our country. We have a lot of work to do for Africa.
Will you encourage other opposition parties to come together, no matter who wins, to ensure that the country is put first in the
Absolutely.
Reconstruction of the country?
Absolutely. We must. I mean, we have the obligation as citizens of the Ivory Coast to come together. I mean, before being part of this and that party, we are citizens of the Ivory Coast. And I think that should be the first element or the first principle or guiding principle that will lead us towards the future. Okay, before being from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, we are Ivorians. And it is our responsibility to make sure that our country gets reconstructed, because it is our responsibility to make sure we pass on a better country to our children and our grandchildren. And so should we come together? Absolutely. Absolutely.